Tim Ryan, Biden calling GOP semi-fascists won't hurt Dems with voters, they want to punish people. By Pam Key on August 29, 2022. Ohio U.S. Senate Democrat nominee Representative Tim Ryan, D.O., said Monday on CNN Tonight that President Joe Biden calling MAGA Republicans semi-fascist during a speech last week will not hurt Democrats in the midterm election. Guest anchor Victor Blackwell asked, the president said that a portion of the Trump movement, the extreme MAGA philosophy he calls, it's like semi-fascism. Does that hurt you with the voters you need to win in November? Ryan said, no, no. Look, it's straight. If you're storming the Capitol on January 6th, if you're beating the United States Capitol Police over the head with a lead pipe in order to overturn an election, if you are making bold steps to ban books and to do all of these things to the point where you want to control a woman's body to the point where if a 10-year-old girl is raped you say that the government should mandate that pregnancy. You have a Supreme Court justice saying they want to get rid of birth control, nullify marriages. What else would you talk about? How else do you explain this other than a small group of people who have hijacked the Supreme Court? They've hijacked state legislatures. He added, what they've done in the short term and what they're going to do in the long term is continue to hurt working class people. We're not going to have a great economy if we have a government that's interfering in everybody's personal life. They want to punish businesses where they don't agree with the culture like they're doing down in Florida. This is huge governmental overreach, the largest governmental overreach we've seen in our lifetimes. A complete violation of personal freedoms, free markets, free businesses. This is a governmental attack. So, these people, you can call it what you want, but to me, it seems a lot like people who want to get a hold of the government and punish people and control people. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.